welcome to episode 99 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
You know what's really funny? Is that every time we go to record, not film, a podcast, you go, what episode number? Not this time. We know very well which one this one is.
Yeah, we know where we're at.
Alright, so last episode, we got Category H, and we spun, and we end up getting Heroic Age.
Yes.
And at the very beginning of the wiki, it says it's a Japanese science fiction mecha space opera, which I don't actually know what space opera means, but it feels fitting.
Oh, yeah. It definitely feels fitting.
Like, I don't know what that actually means. I'd have to Google it.
Space opera is usually used in terms with Star Wars and stuff like that.
I guess it makes sense, but like just adventure in space?
Well, no, it's like an epic space tale.
It really tried to be epic.
It really did.
I felt like it fell flat, but it really tried.
It was really generic.
Oh, so badly generic.
It was so badly generic, but at the same time, I don't know if we just haven't had a full, complete story in a long time, or if it was just paced well, or something like that, but I didn't hate this either.
So, well, before we get too far into it, real quick, the wiki, the series first aired, oh, by the way, the science fiction mecha space opera. Really cool, like, tag that wasn't on it. Like, that would have been a cool little tag to have there, and it wasn't there.
Well, I think it had mecha.
Definitely had mecha.
And I know some... Let's click on it real quick. I know some tags do have space opera.
I don't think this one did. Adventure science fiction.
Yeah, no. But I know for a fact some of them do have that space opera tag.
Mm-hmm. So, series first aired in TV Tokyo, which is the channel, in 2007, April. The manga came out July 23rd. 2007. So actually, the manga is an adaptation of the anime, which is rare. It doesn't happen very often, but it does happen. And though the story is the same, it is told from the point of Iolaus, who I don't know who that is. I'm clicking the link the first time.
Iolaus. I think he's the teleporter.
I think he's the teleporter too. Can you type his name in real quick? Because the link is dead. L O.
Oh, L O. That's an L.
I think it's an L. It's probably an I actually.
I O U.
I O L.
I O L.
That's an L.
How do you spell it?
A-O-U-S. A-O-U-S.
A-O-U-S.
Images. Just see. Yeah, that's definitely, that's the guy. Okay.
The teleporter, yeah.
That's the teleporter guy. I didn't know his name. So that's weird that the manga, although the story is the same, it said, you know, follows the same arcs and all that. It's told from his point of view, so that's kind of interesting.
I know his name because Iolaus is the name of Hercules' sidekick in the Adventures of Hercules TV show.
Oh. I'd probably call a episode.
I used to watch that a lot in the 90s.
Yeah, my 90s shows were Pokemon and Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. You watch what's on basic TV if one of
you gotta do what basic you gotta do. So, premise?
Yeah, I guess the premise.
That's such an odd premise. The Golden Tribe, which is another race. There's a bunch of tribes,
well,
and they're all different races.
The Golden Tribe are more like a god,
more like gods,
god sentient race.
I feel like they're just ascended races.
That's possible.
Who really
too.
Knows? But I feel that's all it is. It's just another race, but they're such a at a high level,
right?
That everyone else has to follow and do what they say if they want to reach that level. I think that's what I felt it was. Anyway, there's a bunch of different races. Humans are iron. The bronze are the weird bug ones.
Yeah, the bug tribe.
Which are stupid as f**k. They're just there
they're just really
for the beginning plot. Past that, it's them fighting the silver tribe.
Yeah.
Which are humanoid, but they're more ethereal, but they have bodies.
Yeah, they're more psychically linked.
Yeah.
It's they're strange. But what's even stranger about this show and the tribes is that there are other races besides these three.
But they're not the tribes.
But they don't get names or anything.
No, and they didn't explain it, but it makes a little sense if you listen to the dialogue towards the end. Towards the end, they talk about how the Golden Tribe came and said, blah, 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 this is what you have to do to, I don't know, ascend or whatever their point was. And only three races rose to the challenge, is what they said.
Oh.
So there are other races, you're right, but they didn't rise to the challenge.
Okay.
They didn't hear the call, I think they said.
I don't know how those bugs race to the challenge. All they did was get murdered.
Well, they figured out how to navigate the Starway, apparently.
Yeah, but they did it by just sitting in rocks.
But they did it.
They could naturally breathe.
Well, I guess
they can naturally breathe in space.
They should have explained it a lot better, but I would just assume that their technology is more organic, which is such a shitty like, gimme, you know?
Yeah, I guess. I suppose.
Yeah. And then the Silver Tribe can, like, communicate across any space and time.
Right.
And the only reason, I guess their technology is better than the human race. Much better. But the reason why they're vastly superior and they've been, you know, murdering humans left and right is because the Golden Tribe gave them shields. All those shields you see, the Golden Tribe gave it to them.
Yeah, so they have shields and they got, like, advanced technology. Mm-hmm. And they're not tribal at all. They're all individuals, like, floating in their own individual spaceships. They don't have borders or anything.
Yeah, they don't, like, collect at a planet or anything.
Yeah, they don't feel emotion. Which is apparently one of their prophet takes in all their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't care about their home planet.
Such weird names.
Yeah, it's the all the names are... The main character's name is Age.
Yes. Well, before we get into that, each tribe is given like, commandments, and they're all different. And you don't find out till very later on that they're kind of like commandments to live by.
No, and what it is that they're... What's the monster's names?
The Bronze Tribe?
No, the giant monsters.
Oh, Nodos.
The Nodos have to follow those rules. The whole tribe has to follow those rules. Because if you look at the rules, like the Earth one is destroy the planet.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, either way, those commandments were given to each of them so they would be forced to interact.
Right.
You know, because they're all different. But because they're different, they have to interact. Like, one's to protect this tribe, one's to, you know, do this or whatever. I don't remember.
Well, I don't understand. But, there's five Nodoses, but four of them belong to the Silver Tribe.
Yeah, so I don't think they did. Two of them were, like...
Other species.
I think they were, like, forced to work for the Silver Tribe.
Yeah, I mean, I
get... Like, I think I'm pretty sure what happened was the Silver Tribe was like, hey, I'll protect your people, but do what I tell you. And it just sort of fell in line with what they were supposed to do.
I guess. I don't know. It just seemed weird that it was... They got four, and then they couldn't do the same thing to the humans.
Mm.
You know?
But the humans got the strongest one until they unveil the fifth one, who's actually the strongest one, but whatever. But Heroic's more pure of heart, even they don't really get into that, they just kind of show it. And he's the one that ascends at the end. But now we can get to the characters. That's kind of the premise. They're all trying to figure out what they're supposed to
do. Not really, because the premise is they've got these giant monsters who are fighting, and they're trying to find the Golden Tribe who's disappeared. Yes,
but they're all living by those commandment things, and
right, but
you know, there's the different levels, and they're fighting each other.
The premise is they're trying to find the Golden Tribe.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They're trying to find the Golden Tribe. I don't know if they do, but they go through the portal. Who knows if they're there?
Yeah, who knows? They could all be dead on
the others. The first episode, the human race with the gold-haired lass. You're commanding the ship, finds Heroic Age. Yeah. Or Age.
Yeah, so this show tells you that this Age is on a deserted planet, and he's feeding himself by eating this one squid over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also this giant monster who's foretold by the gold... He was raised by the Golden Tribe, apparently.
And his dad.
And which is, I thought, was part of the Golden Tribe.
No idea.
That's what I got out of it.
The reason why I don't know is because he calls him dad. And then he calls them the Golden Tribe or whatever. Well, so
yeah, but if your dad was part of the Golden Tribe,
you be a part of the Golden Tribe if your dad's part of your descendant?
I mean, you would. Maybe he is. I mean, but maybe he just wasn't considered part of it because he's a Nodos.
Maybe he's a filthy mudblood and his dad mixed races.
Who knows? Who knows?
That's a joke.
Anyway, but my point is, they introduce Age as Earth finds him because they're it's his Nodos, and you think he's going to be the main character. But
he really isn't.
He really isn't.
He's just kind
of
there.
Yeah, honestly, he spends most of his time as a giant monster.
Yeah, because he can transform into it.
Yeah, and the main character is really the princess of Earth, because that's apparently what it is. Well, not Earth, whatever the Earth...
Humans.
Whatever the humans' home is nowadays.
Well, their home is still Earth, but yeah, we don't know. They have a planet that they're on. It's just not Earth.
They claim the different planet now, so... But she's the main character. She can...
For sure.
She finds hidden pathways that no one else can find. And
the one thing that's odd, though, is that the anime shares time with a lot of people. Like...
Oh, yeah.
It's not just her in every episode all the time. Like, it's also with Aeolus guy. It's also with Age a bit, at least for the fight scenes.
That's part of the reason why I like the show. The show is pretty focused on what it was, and it subverted tropes.
It did subvert tropes, which is pretty good. Yeah. The only thing it didn't subvert was main character being stupid. Like, I just want to do this.
I didn't get that he was stupid.
Well, uneducated, maybe. Kind of oblivious is probably a better way to put it.
He's very oblivious because he doesn't know the way of the world.
I'm always hungry. I eat a lot. They don't do that a whole lot, but they did it like twice and it was annoying.
Right, yeah. I mean, he does have shonen hero tropes, no doubt about it. But
for the most part, it breaks those.
He's barely in it, and when he's in it, he's not bad. I mean,
you know what's funny, though? The whole show is he's going to go fight something, and then the humans do something else. That's the whole show.
It is. But going back to subvertin tropes, they bring up in the beginning that Aeolus is the teleporter is jealous of Age, and you think he's going to hate him, and it's going to be this whole big thing. But no, very quickly he turns his opinion around, and it was very refreshing to see that he's like, "Oh, Age is this good guy," and you think there's going to be a love triangle, and he accepts very early. No, Age is better for her than they're perfect for each other. Mm-hmm. So I do like the subversion of tropes that they did. It's just a shame the backdrop is so generic.
Yeah, the dialogue's fairly generic. The music, and this is something I've had an issue with a lot of different animes, is they make one really good song, and then you listen to it for 26 episodes. And it's a good song. It's, you know, orchestral, opera, space mech. I get it. It fits, but it's all the time.
Don't get me wrong, the fighting in it, it's not bad. The mechs, I actually didn't mind the mechs in this. It doesn't lose a point because
I'll be honest with you, the mechs are just kind of there.
They're
fighting off screen most of the time.
Because it has nothing to do with the mechs have nothing to do with it. Yeah, and that's how a mech show should be.
Like, there's a big battle, space battle going on, but you're focusing on the characters inside the ship or off the ship or this or that.
The mech's not coming alive. It's not, you know, it's not Grant and the pilot powers or something like that. Just a tool.
Actually, the opposite. The pilot, Aeolus, grants his mech power, which is super odd. Which is something I wanted to bring up because I assume that's a psychic ability he has. Yeah. The psychic abilities are really underplayed. I thought they were going to play a bigger role because in the very beginning, you see some psychic stuff happening with the humans. And I'm like, oh, okay, so it's going to be mechs, it's going to be him as a monster, and it's going to be psychic stuff. But the psychic stuff almost never happens.
Yeah, no, I think at the end of the series, they alluded that eventually all humans will have psychic powers or something.
And I think that's how they're going to ascend.
Yeah.
I think that's what they were going with.
Get back to the subversion of tropes things. When I thought with the triangle, Aeolus accepts it, but then he ends up going off and having a love interest of his own.
Yes.
With another side character, which I found really refreshing.
That girl knew what she wanted and she went and got it.
Yeah.
that was decent.
I mean, the show has got some good qualities to it. It's just
everything else falls flat.
Yeah, it's just flat in a lot of places, which is really, really a shame.
And for 2007, I don't think the art was that good for 2007. No. It could have been. That felt like a late 90s anime, early 2000s.
No, the problem is, it feels like every other space show that we've watched. It feels
like most of the other space ones we've watched, by the way, are way worse, but it feels like that because it falls flat.
I'm not talking about quality. It feels like the same place, the same creatures, the same.
There's always bug monsters. Yeah. Always.
It's like if you put on Divergence Eve or this one, you wouldn't be able to tell which one's the difference unless you saw the giant monster.
Blue Gender was just more action-y.
Yeah, I mean,
that's all it is.
Blue Gender was also more planet-based.
Yes, but still space.
Yeah, I mean, there was some space.
And monsters, that's kind of what I was getting
at. Right, yeah. But, I mean, they're all the same. And it's not even just the space stuff. It's the giant monster, apocalyptic kind of thing. They all feel the same. And it's so sad because it brings down a show like this that could have been really good, but it just makes it average.
Yes. Something I wanted to bring up was, we don't know how long, hundreds of years? When did the heroic tribe, when did the golden tribe?
They're very ambiguous about everything.
Time, yes, but it's been a long time. We know that. At least a couple hundred years.
Yeah.
Since the golden tribe came down and gave them all their fucking, whatever they call the commandments.
Right.
And told them to, you know, search the stars or whatever.
Right.
Whatever they actually told them to do, find them. I don't know. But what I find really weird is, since then, the Silver Tribe and the bugs have been trying to kill the humans. Whenever a fight breaks out, they're fucking killing each other, right?
Right.
And then right at the end of the anime, the princess with the blonde girl, the human, is all like, oh, thank you so much. We're allies. We're friends. Blah, blah, blah. Like, on and on and on about that. And even the old captain guy was saying that about the main character, bad guy from the Silver Tribe, that was literally trying to, and had killed hundreds of humans on screen, and he calls him like a friend. Oh, thank you, friend, and he teleports out. No, like, you can make an alliance with these people. There's nothing against that, but they killed hundreds of thousands of humans. They're not your friend. They never will be.
I don't think it matters. Maybe they just decided.
I just felt like that's a really weird story choice for writing to do that. Like, they should have been more diplomatic, in my opinion.
Well, maybe,
like,
they were being diplomatic. They knew all these people were going through a portal to nowhere and weren't coming back.
After that. Oh, no, you know, before, but still. Let's say Hitler didn't die and, you know, everyone lives, but the war's over. We're going to start calling him friend? Like, what? I hope not.
No,
but maybe 100 years down the line when he's long and gone and their country's different.
No, but if it got Hitler to go into a portal and never come back, you might say, hey, friend.
Well, all of them didn't. I'm sure some of them stayed back.
No, it looked like they all went.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think they either all way, went.
I wouldn't have been that friendly.
Because the Silver Triad gave the humans all their technology, their shields, all their abilities, and said, here, we're going over. You ruled the cosmos.
It's also so weird that they're just assumed to be ready. Like, what marker? They never told us what the marker was to be ready to go through that portal.
This universe,
they just assumed it was the Silver Tribe.
This universe should be populated with 1,000 different races, but it's focused on 3. So I just I just kind of brushed it off. I was like, whatever.
Just weird things are happening. No real explanation for those things.
They just every now and then throw in a strange race here and there, and it's just like, This has nothing to do with anything. This feels... The world...
Time wasters, all I thought some of it was.
Not the world. The universe felt empty.
Yes.
I mean, and not in like...
Because they kept going to new systems.
Right.
And there's no one there. They're just fighting the same people.
Yeah, I mean... not like the universe is a giant space void or anything, but like
they're at planets and over again. They're at different planets almost every episode.
If you ever played a bad RPG, open world RPG, and there's nothing to do in the world that's in the open world, that's what it felt like.
JRPG.
I mean.
All right. So anything else you want
to
add?
There's actually a lot to this, but it's been 2 weeks. And I don't really, I lost all my, any hatred I had for it, kind of faded, you know?
I never hated it, I just didn't like it.
You know, but...
I never really liked it, ever.
No, but my, not like, I don't, hate's a strong word, like, any, but any of my gripes with it, it's out of my head, you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't an offensive anime in the least, so it's just...
background noise.
It's just that one that's just gonna go, okay, that was, I didn't waste my time watching it, I mean... So,
I mean, if you've watched all the space mecha animes out there and you're looking for one, this one isn't terrible. It's just not good.
Right. No, I mean, it's an average anime.
We get a lot of those averages.
No, we don't.
Now, the only issue I have is, like, how many people are really looking for space mecha animes when there are so many out there and a lot of them are good? Like, why would you settle on this average one?
Right. I mean,
like, I have that thing with a lot of the animes that we say this with. Like, if you want to get this, if you want that, it's average, you can watch it. But there's so many better things out there in those categories. Why would you settle on this?
Yeah, but at the same time, people watch those bad animes and really like them, too.
I don't get it. Like, there's so many good ones. Why are you you know, giving a 10 out of 10 for something like this?
I just think we have higher
standards. Well, I think we're also comparing it to traditional stories.
Yeah, that's
books,
true,
movies, you know what
that's
I mean?
Fair,
like, I don't think we're just giving it to anime. We want it to be better than it is. And some animes are.
And some are, but yeah, I think our opinions are just too high. And I think an average anime person, a fan, a casual anime person watching
would probably like this.
Would like this, because there are moments where I liked it. And I mean,
yeah, there are moments where I liked it.
It has moments. It has its moments. It's just so bland.
Oh, what about that one notice, the short, bald one? He was weird looking, wasn't he? It was like his little Smeagol character.
He was small, and he ate metal. That was his thing. That was my other
point. Age couldn't. And even though he said they all could. So I guess age is the only one that can't. He said, because he was eating metal, and age is like, what are you doing? But like, he didn't say, it was just like body language. And he was like, yeah, we can eat anything that's non-organic.
His race. It was his race, not all to know those.
Oh, okay. Because he tried and he couldn't. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, because the other ones, one was a Silver Tribe. Mm. So... yeah, only them. But that was my other problem. All the important races who have main characters in this are humanoid, but they look human.
Mm-hmm. Like, the Silver Tribe looked human.
Yeah, they were just humans.
Just silvery, see-through-y humans.
Yeah. It felt like a cheap way to draw it, so I didn't have to draw different designs. Mm-hmm.
Even the other race that wasn't a tribe, that was like a pit stop planet, they looked they looked like humans, but they looked a little bit like Klingons because they had those bumps in their head, but it was less pronounced. They looked like humans.
And even the bug ones, all the bugs looked the same.
Yeah.
And all the ships looked the same.
Oh, Age has a power when he's in his monster form and when he's fighting, he sucks in the essence of all those bugs.
Yeah.
And he, like, has a special beam cannon essentially shoots out of him. Why aren't you using that all the time? Because you're not using your energy. You're using their energy. Every time you're near them, fire that fucking thing off.
I mean, I guess we should talk about the powers of the Nodos.
Yeah, sure. Age is blue?
Blue.
And he does that.
He's the Blue Ranger, yeah.
And he's I think that might be his only power. Besides, well, they all have regeneration. They all can fly. They're all really big. They're all really strong.
They all have a special ability that they evolve into.
Yeah, what's his?
His is that he is existence.
Oh,
because he is... That's why the time Nodos couldn't kill him, because he has to exist.
Yeah, that was dumb. That was dumb.
It is.
So there's this other Nodos, which is a lady, and she can see futures, like...
yes.
What's his name from Avengers?
Oh.
Magician guy?
Doctor Strange?
Yeah, Doctor Strange could see all his futures because he had the time thing on him.
Yeah.
And she can also turn back time.
Right.
Something happened, and this happened like 3 or 4 times in the show. Something will happen. And she was like, oh, let's take that back. And she would do it differently.
Yeah.
Weird.
And apparently she did it like 15,000 times.
Yeah, she tried to kill him and she couldn't.
Yeah.
It was really funny. She did it like 15,000 times. Doctor Strange does it 16 million times.
Yeah. It was supposed to be this impressive number.
Yeah. Sorry.
15,000 possibilities, and she could not figure out how to kill Age. And because Age is existence, he has to exist. Mm-hmm. And that comes back later. That's how they get out of this stupid
black hole. The other one heals super fast, but they all regenerate, but he seals super, super fast.
Yeah, and he can't be killed.
Essentially.
That's his superpower.
What's the bald one?
He's the shield.
His shield didn't work all that great sometimes, like in the very last fight.
In the very last fight, he became that super ultra shield that stopped her for a little while. That bought time, essentially.
And then the bad girl is like...
Death.
Yeah, death.
Well,
death incarnate, essentially.
No, non-existence is what they said.
Black hole. She sucks things into these weird holes she makes.
She's the opposite of Age.
Yeah. Yeah, but, so there's that.
So yeah, and apparently they fight for like 400 hours at a time.
Yeah, and everyone's like, huh, he's a beast, he could go on for so long, or whatever they're saying.
Well, apparently days pass, and humans are doing other things while these monsters are still fighting.
They really didn't get into detail with that, but they should have. They should have been like, yeah, we're making repairs, we're going over here, we're doing that. We can't help Age because it's too big of a battle. We can't, you know what I mean? They could have explained a little bit of that.
Anytime those monsters get involved, the rest of nothing else matters.
They leave. They back away.
Yeah, nothing else matters because there's nothing that can stand up to it.
There was one thing. It didn't work out that great, but the first time you meet the other captain lady, they have these gravitational beams that held down the shield Nodos.
Yeah.
All it really did was hold them still for a little bit, but... It worked.
It worked, yeah.
And they never came back. Even though none of that was destroyed, it never came up again.
Well, I think the shield Nodos actually did that to... What's her face?
He did. But, like, the humans never did that again, which was
They also had a super powerful...
Cannon.
Cannon thing that never came...
wasn't destroyed, which never came back.
And another thing that is really strange for a war show, none of the main characters die.
Yeah. Yeah, just off-screen characters.
I mean, they were going to kill off the two brothers, it looked like.
I thought they had died.
But they didn't.
Yeah, they didn't. The princess, the golden-haired princess, has one brother and a sibling, like a cousin or something.
No, they're both brothers.
They're both brothers. Oh, well, he's not blonde, so he's lesser. he really is. The other one, the blonde one's in charge because they're together, the brothers all the time. And he's always like, brother, what are we going to do?
I think he's the middle child.
Oh, he's a fucking pansy.
Anyway, they're antagonists and they're both morons, and they pretty much almost destroyed the human race single-handedly by leading them into destruction.
But what's really funny is their tactics, because they actually get into their tactics, is just spear forward.
Yeah,
in every fight. What's hilarious is like 2 or 3 episodes after that, that's literally what the princess does. They spear forward. Like, they didn't do anything different. The same tactic. But whatever.
Well, yeah, wasn't it because they spear forward against the bugs or to get to that?
I don't remember who it was, but it's essentially the same tactic.
It was the same tactic, but I think she was just trying to spear forward to get to that prophet lady so she could talk to him. She wasn't spearing forward into battle.
I don't know. All right. So what do you think? Rating?
I'm going to go with a 5.
I think a 5's fair.
Yeah.
That's about as all you can do. There's no way it's above a 5.
No.
And I don't think it's under a 5.
No, it's not a bad anime. It's just a bland, boring, average anime.
You can watch it. It's on. You can fall asleep while watching it, that's for sure.
That's a good sleep one. If you have trouble sleeping, put this one on, that's for sure.
So what else is on H?
Oh, God. This is a weird
one. You gotta, bookmark this when you come over. You got a little notebook with all of them in it.
Yeah, but H is really weird because it got a bunch of weird ones for it. And, like, I know what they are, but I can't pronounce their names.
Oh, God.
Hakugai, The Legend of Moby Dick.
Oh, God, the Moby Dick one.
Yeah, that one, I hate it so much.
Yeah, it wasn't good at all.
And then The Demon of the Fleet and Blossom.
All right, not but good.
That one was Hakukai or some shit like that.
And then one more, right? Because we're on four now.
Yeah, I think it was... I'm almost positive, but I'm just checking to make sure. F.I. Hiro no Kokai, the Tamari Princess.
Oh, God.
Yeah, H has not been...
Well, H might be at the top.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's Heroic Age, Fleet and Blossom, Tamari Princess, Moby Dick.
Which one was that?
It was the visual novel girl with the spirit powers, reverse harem...
I agree with that assessment of the list. Because Heroic Age, Fleeting Blossom, Tamari Princess, and then...
We didn't even finish Moby Dick. It didn't have all the episodes in the category, and we were like, we're not finishing this because we don't want to look for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
All right. So, on to the category for the next episode.
All right. So, next week is our 100th episode, and Sean made a joke about... 20 episodes ago, how we should do a huntai.
It's a big event. 100 episodes in. That's 2 years of episodes. Well, almost 2 years. 104 would be, 2 years straight. But we've done this for over 2 years because we, sometimes it takes 2 weeks, sometimes it takes a month.
Of course.
Like One Piece was a month.
Uh-huh. But yes.
So it's a big episode. We had to do something special.
So, and I guess, this is definitely special.
Yeah, let's do it. So I searched a bunch of lists of, top animes. Or, I'm sorry. Top hentais. Sorry for getting that wrong. With story in it. Because who just wants straight up hardcore porn for us reviewing? I don't want that. But it's going to be in there. It's not like this is a H anime. So there is Maki-chan to Nao.
Hold on. Before you go, what's the difference between hentai and H anime?
Well, an H anime would be like Queen's Blade would be an H anime. There's nudity, but it's an anime. Or if there's, sex scenes, but you're not really seeing penetration. Think, Skinamax.
Okay. I gotcha.
All right. So, there's only, five or six of them. I can't remember how many. Maki-chan Chinara, 1. Bible Black, 2. Enbu, Taboo Charming Mother. I'm going to see where that one's going to go. The Road Sex End Game, Make Sexy Game. It's a game studio. I don't know. Night Shift Nurses, and Sekatsu Shukan, and then Overflow.
I don't know what... I mean, I could... deduced by the names, but I don't know where any of these are or what they're going for.
I do, because I had to look them up and make sure they were on websites for us to watch.
I'm not going to lie, I am a hentai virgin.
Oh, God. Stop it. I made sure that there was a little bit of everything. There's an older woman in one of them. Not old, but older. There's, teens, obviously, younger women. Not young, not lowly. I made sure there was no lowly. At least... I didn't scrub through episodes, mind you, but there could be, just not from what I saw.
We get enough of that on regular anime.
I think there's rape in one of them, which might be weird. But it's a thing. It's a genre. It's a popular genre. So, there's also TJ Choice and Sean Choice. So if it falls on one of those, we have to go searching through them and pick one. I did that on purpose because I thought that would be funny.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Sean's Choice. I'm not going to lie.
We'll spin, and then we'll go to the site and look at the box art.
Actually, before you hit spin, can you turn the volumes up on it? Because if I don't have the sound in there for it, when I truncate the silent, it cuts out the wheel.
Oh, that's funny.
So, yeah, and it makes more work for me.
Okay.
You can turn down the clapping at the end if you want. That's fine.
Always. Are we getting overflow? We got overflow. Let's click on that one.
Oh, yay.
Overflow. We'll type that in.
No. No, I do not.
There it is. Overflow season 1. So it's the whole season in one video. Let's see. Bang. There's the box art. Here are the tags. Swimsuit, incest, schoolgirl, censored. Most of them are censored. Blowjob, big boobs, HD, plot, harem, cream pie. Brother, are we really taking a bath together? If so, a forbidden bathing experience began. Me, my sister, and childhood friend, one man and two women, are sharing one bath. After involuntarily overflowing, in quotations, the sister's secret love comes out.
How many episodes is it?
It's one. It's 44 minutes, because it's one season in one episode. So I'm assuming they were 15-minute episodes or whatever, and they just put it into one 45-minute.
Wow. Why is it so long?
Well, it's because it would be a season. So, like, through the list...
I guess my question is, do people sit here and watch whole seasons?
Well, normally, from what I gather, there's not a whole lot of seasons. What I mean is, like, if you click on one of them, there's only, like, two episodes, and that's it. The whole show's over.
Okay.
But for some of these ones, like Bible Black, there's six episodes. One or two of them, I think Night Shift Nurses, when I clicked on it, had 12 episodes.
Oh, wow.
But most of them don't have episodes like that. There's only one or two. So 45 minutes isn't a big deal, considering it's the whole season. There's probably two or three episodes.
Okay.
So Overflow, guys. Next episode. Oh, accidentally spun again looking at the list, and we got Taboo Charming Mother, but we're not watching that.
Nope.
All right, guys. Overflow next week.
Bye.
Next episode. Bye.
You hit record.